Welcome to Series 2 in the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk, the fifth in Volume 6, Mythic Ideas in Modern Culture, is entitled Mythology and Art. It was recorded at the Jung Center in New York in 1976. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Joaquin selected these two dances because while they're based on the same theme, namely of the inertia and inability to move and then the breakaway and the flight on two, one is stressing the anecdotal aspect of the little bird and in the original costume that becomes very, very vivid. And the other is much more abstract and depends actually on the whole visual organization. And this allowed me a point of departure for my talk this evening. Before going on to the problem of art and mythology, or mythology and art, I think it would be important to talk about what I think art is. I'm told this is an advanced audience, and so I'm going to give you a bit of a head trip right now. I'm going to take as my authority on art, James Joyce. And I'm going to take as my text that passage in his early work, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, where he discusses aesthetics, his name in the book being Kinch, or Stephen Dedalus, but his nickname Kinch, and he's talking to a vulgar friend whose name is Lynch. So the conversation goes between the two. Now the first point he makes, and this for my whole discussion, is very important. It is a distinction between what he calls proper and improper art. Proper art means simply art that is dealing with and rendering what is proper to art. Improper art is art in the service of some other end or aim. Proper, improper. This doesn't mean that there should not be improper art, but it does mean that you should not think it is proper art. Now, the characteristic of proper art is that it is static. These terms will be defined in a moment. Improper art is kinetic. That is to say, it involves the communication of a sense of movement toward or away from the object represented. You are moved in improper art either with desire for the object or with revulsion from it, desire or loathing. Art that accepts desire for the object, Joyce calls pornographic. All advertising in this sense is pornography. One sees in the magazine's return page a beautiful refrigerator. And beside it, a beautiful smiling girl. And you think, I'd like a refrigerator like that. Or an apple is depicted in such a way that you'd really like to pick it off the page and really bite into that thing. Who would rather bite into one of Cezanne apples? Or you see a picture of a lovely old lady drinking tea. You think, oh, I'd love to have a cup of tea that year or so. It's pornography. Or you go into the home of some come ski bus and you see beautiful mountain slopes and you think, my, wouldn't it be something to go skiing down that slope? Pornography. You are exciting desire for the object when you are rendering, advertising, or what Joyce called pornographic art. The author says, Logan calls didactic. This tells you those things that you should not enjoy, those things that you should not do, those orders of thought that you should only despise, loathe, all social fiction is didactic. Since Zola's time, most novels have been didactic pornographers. This includes most of the works that we talk about in our literature courses these days.